For more than 30 years, Mobutu Sese Soko ruled Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo, with an iron fist. He was a corrupt dictator who lived in luxury while his country sank deeper into poverty until rebels forced him out in 1997. Yet today, as his country struggles with political chaos and conflict, nostalgia for Mobutu may be creeping back, helped by a new exhibit in the National Museum. Emmett Livingstone reports from Kinshasa.
With his thick, black-framed glasses, signature leopard skin hat, and intricately carved ebony cane, Mobutu Sese Seko was the ultimate African strongman. Who else can look after the country if not Mobutu? Who else? Sings Congolese music legend Franco in one of his most famous songs, extolling the virtues of the brutal kleptocrat. At the height of his power, Mobutu was courted by royalty and presidents and put Zaire on the map with the legendary Rumble in the Jungle, the 1974 boxing match between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. Now, nostalgia for Mobutu is stirring again in the Central African country. In Kinshasa's National Museum, the exhibition Mobutu, A Life, A Destiny is drawing visitors and lively comment from across the city. Large photos of Mobutu flanking leaders such as John F. Kennedy and Queen Elizabeth II hang on the walls. Young people, like 18-year-old student Marie-Ange, gaze up at images of the former dictator. Even if he wasn't appreciated by everyone, she says, the country was respected, there was no war, and the environment was clean. It's a view shared by many young Congolese, and a striking sentiment given who the former dictator was.
Élu président du mouvement populaire de la révolution.
That's Mobutu taking the oath of office in 1977 after another election in which he ran unopposed. He had seized power back in the 1960s, and by then, Zaire was firmly under his control as a one-party state. Seeking to forge a new national identity after Belgian colonialism, he changed the country's name to Zaire, built a lavish palace in the Congolese jungle, and flew in luxury items like pink champagne on Concorde. He also built a personality cult. Here, his supporters sing, "Mobutu will remain eternal," even as his power was slipping away in the chaotic final years of his regime. Although Western powers, including the US, backed anti-communist Mobutu during the Cold War, there was no help for him when his regime eventually crumbled. And when rebels reached Kinshasa in 1997, Mobutu, flanked by police, fled to the airport in a limousine and flew into exile, never to return. But what followed were brutal regional wars in which millions of people were killed. Violence that still haunts the east of the country to this day. Now, the Rwandan-backed M23 group controls swathes of the east, running its own government administration. It's a measure of how much has changed in Congo since the 90s that an exhibit extolling Mobutu is taking place at all. It was organized by one of his sons, Nzanga Mobutu, who's the head of a small political party.
Should we let our country be attacked like it is? The women raped, and this is just unbearable. So the question is not whether you're a dictator or not. Can you defend your country?
The exhibit has proved a hit. Boxer Mike Tyson paid a visit when he was in Kinshasa last month, as have numerous Congolese politicians, including President Felix Tshisekedi himself. With many in Congo yearning for stability, some observers say features of Mobutuism are creeping back into politics. In September, Congolese politicians swore oaths of fealty to President Tshisekedi, a ritual straight out of Mobutu's playbook. For some here, it's a sign that the spirit of Mobutu, the so-called leopard of Zaire, still prowls Congo's corridors of power. For NPR News, I'm Emmett Livingstone in Kinshasa.